Wholeness. Wholeness. We love wholeness. We love wholeness. We love wholeness. We think that wholeness is one of the most wonderful things in the world. We think that living our lives in wholeness, living all things in wholeness, when a thing is whole, it is complete, it is fulfilled, it is desirable, it is magnificent. Are you ready for wholeness in your life? Are you ready for wholeness in everything that you do? Are you a wholeness person? I think you are. I know that I am. I know that I am a wholeness person. I like to live in the attitude of wholeness at all times. I like to live in the attitude that all is in divine order at all times. I like to live in the attitude that all is peace, all is harmony, all is joy. Wholeness is the completion of whatever it is we are working on. I am wholeness in my body. Every organ, action, and function of my body is whole and perfect right now and forevermore. I am wholeness in my thinking. Every thought that I have is a beautiful, divine thought. It's a thought that is based upon the completion of itself. It is whole. It is complete. It is wonderful. It is magnificent. It is all in all. That's who I am. That's who you are. That's what the world is. The world is whole. Now, we look into outer space and we see all of the things going on, the black hole of outer space, and we see the wonderful galaxies going everywhere. And science is studying it and looking at it, and it's looking at it not as something that is good or bad or indifferent, just observing what is going on. And as they observe what is going on without judgment, they are coming to the conclusion and the awareness that all is good. There is a divine pattern. There's a divine plan to it. We don't see that divine plan because it's such a grand plan. It's such a magnificent plan. It's just like the earth here. The earth has changed many times. The tectonic plates have moved across the face of the earth many times and changed its complexion and population of people, and perhaps different numbers of people have lived on this earth after each of the tectonic plate changes were made. And then they lived here for millions and millions and millions of years, and billions of years perhaps. And as they lived here, each thought they were living in wholeness, and each was becoming more and more beautiful, more and more wonderful. What is wholeness? Wholeness is the perfect pattern, and it is the perfect pattern now. It is the perfect pattern that you are living in, and it's the perfect pattern that I am living in. We look at things and we call them terrible sometimes because we do not see the wholeness of what is going on. We do not see the perfection of what is going on. We do not see the ideal activity that is going on. And we don't need to see the ideal activity. We don't need to see the tectonic plates. We don't live in a scope of life that would encounter that for us to know that as a personal revelation. But what we do know is every moment that we live in wholeness. We live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We live in our ideal form, our ideal way. And as we live in this ideal way, there is a wholeness. And we are aware of that wholeness. We claim that wholeness. We know that wholeness. We live that wholeness in every single way in our life. And we are happy. We are happy as we do this. Now, can we comprehend the allness of the universe, the allness of many universes, the allness of everything that goes on in space And the answer is no. Do we want to comprehend it? No. What do we want to do? We want to live right where we are and be the beautiful beings that we are right here, right this minute on planet Earth, right at the point in time that we live. For us, in reality, there is no other point. There is no other time. There is no other experience. There's only the now. And so, when we have wholeness, we have it now. Now, if we're going to anticipate or expect wholeness to come later or further off in our life, then we will not be enjoying who we are right now. We will not be enjoying the allness that we are right now, the magnificence that we are right now, the glorious qualities who we are right now. And that's what we want to be. We want to live in the now. We want to live in the wholeness of now. We want to live in the beingness of now. And we want to live it now. Wholeness is not something that takes place tomorrow. It is not something that took place yesterday. It is only taking place now for you and for me. No matter what you want to think about yesterday, you were a different person yesterday. You were a different awareness. But if you live in the now, there'll never be a tomorrow, there'll never be a yesterday, there'll only be wholeness now. I live in my whole body now. I live in my whole mind now. I live in the ideal self that I am right now. And it's the only thing that matters. It's the only thing that is. It's the only awareness that is. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Say these things as a mantra. Say these things as a statement of truth, as a statement of realization for yourself of who and what you are. Say it again and again and again. Claim it again and again and again. Know it again and again and again. And let it be the only thing that governs your thinking, my thinking, at any time. The nowness, the wholeness, the perfection, now. Because we cannot anticipate, we cannot think back, we can only live in the now. Because if we look to the future, then we are looking for something different to be tomorrow. Whereas if we look at today and we say, today is a glorious day, today I smile, today I love, today I eat, today I sleep, today I walk, today I live, today, now, right this minute, right this instant. There is no other time. There is no other time in the universe. Scientists are coming to a conclusion of saying that when some great cataclysmic activity taking place out in outer space, that everything becomes so hot, it becomes so heated up that everything is in the now. There is no other time. There is no other space. There is no other isness. Well, hey, you and I, we live that right now, right here, right where we are. We don't need heat or a lack of heat. We don't need any of those things. We are that now, right now. And the now that we are right now is our perfection. The now that we are right now is our delight, is our wholeness, is our joy, is our peace, our harmony. The now that we live right now is the allness that there is, and there is none other. You and I live in that nowness now. Claim it. Delight in it. Don't anticipate it. Know it. Know it. Claim it. Delight in it. Be it. Experience it. And know that that is the truth about you, about me, about all that is, and nothing else makes any difference in our life. Wholeness is what you are. Wholeness is what I am. Wholeness is all that exists. Claim that now. Know that now. Be that now. Delight in that now. And watch how wonderful it is now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Right now. the only time there is, right now.